Tim Alexander. Tim, you saw some of the speeches last night, Ted Cruz and, of course, Eric Trump. What did you think of what happened at the convention?
Well, Cruz showed himself to be, I can't really say, but...
Well, no, you can use non-obscene terms.
He showed himself to be an arrogant fool who has a horrible reputation even among other arrogant fools in Congress.
Right.
And you know, the rumor is he's determined to run in 4 years, whether Trump has been elected and is running for re-election or not.
Right.
Clearly, under the Constitution, Cruz is not eligible to be president or vice president because he was born in Canada of parents who were both Canadian citizens at the time.
Right. Now, what about Eric Trump's speech? I mean, even on Drudge, they're like, everybody's shining. Even the Democrats could not find a chink in his armor to criticize him. That's amazing. They couldn't find anything about his character, his presentation, his persona, or his statements that allowed them to criticize him. That's remarkable, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, Trump's stock is looking better, and Hillary's is looking worse all the time. The latest polling clearly indicates that the public does not trust Hillary. I can't imagine why. I mean, you know, it's just
Tim, let me give you a blind man
could see that she should have been indicted for multiple felonies.
Well, let me give you an analogy with a medical situation. You come in to see Dr. Deagle, and you've been told by six doctors...
There's no pulse, assumed room temperature.
Let me finish, okay? You come in to see Dr. Deagle, and you get a diagnosis, and your family doctor and five obstetrician, gynecologist, cancer doctors have all said, you got metastatic stage 4 breast cancer, that's now spread to your spinal cord, your brain, your liver, and everything, and you're a dead person, but we're going to give you chemo anyway because you got a 50% chance we may add 3 to 6 months to your life. Now, you call Dr. Deagle, and Dr. Deagle says, oh, I have cancer doctors like Dr. Brzezinski in Texas and the Eisel's Clinic in California where we can do gene-based cancer treatment. We can find out the genetics of your cancer, give you non-toxic drugs. Your hair won't fall out. Your bone marrow won't go bye-bye. And we're not going to give you, by the way, the lawsuits now against certain drugs, which guarantee you're going to lose all your hair and it's never going to come back, that are suing the company that manufactures this chemo drug, and they didn't lie. They lied to the people that even if they survive, they're never going to get their hair back. Now, so what I do is I tell you, if I give you hyperbaric oxygen, ketogenic diet, I give you nutraceuticals like a malignant rest, I give you things to boost your immune system, even stem cell therapies. They have new therapies now that have come out that I'm aware of that I can connect you to, that do immunotherapy. They take out the cancer. They actually create a T-cell line to kill the cancer. They multiply it in a laboratory, and they give it back to you by intravenous so that your body will continually getting loads of your own immune cells grown in a lab to kill the cancer. And 6 months later, you're told your MRI scan, your PET scan's negative. You don't have your both breasts cut off. Your tumors are shrunk in your brain and liver. You don't have neurological findings. Your hair has not fallen out. Your skin looks lustrous. You're able to play golf and go to the beach. You don't look like a physical wreck, like we call a hollow woman syndrome. But your sister or your cousin who went to the doctors is now on her deathbed, and she's having what's called Shane Stokes respiration because she's dying. Because the chemo is so toxic now, she's dying of a super infection. Now, if you choose Hillary, you're that cousin that chose to do bilateral mastectomies, conventional paint-by-numbers chemotherapy, toxic drugs. And, by the way, most of the people that go through conventional treatment, the chemo themselves will kill you within 6 months. Okay? Because it's paint-by-numbers. They don't even test for the sensitivity of the cancer. And if you do survive the chemo, the tumor can return 30 times more resistant to radiation and to the previous chemo regimen, which means it becomes completely useless. So,
well, what's more, if you look at the statistics...
So what my point is this, so let me finish. My point is this...
chemotherapy if they have metastasized cancer.
Right. No, put it this way.
They know it's a scam.
I know it's a scam, but here's the point. The point is if you choose Trump, you choose Dr. Bill's cancer regimen with the top doctors like Dr. Brzezinski, gene-based cancer treatment analysis done in Cambridge, Massachusetts, off-label use of drugs to change the genetics, retesting the cancer to see if it responded, proper monitoring of your immune cells so your bone marrow doesn't go bye-bye, and you don't die of a super infection because your immune system said, to hell with you, I'm out of here, okay? Your hair doesn't fall out and you become bald even if you survive it and you're have chemo brain, so you can't think straight. You're a physical wreck, and you feel awful. You feel like, man, maybe the grave is better than this. And guess what? That's what you're going to get if you make the wrong choice with Hillary. If you make the right choice, you're going to survive your cancer. You're going to live for months or years more. You're going to have a time to be with your children and grandchildren. And you're going to have a long-term survival. But guess what? We need to get people to get out of it and realize it's not the time to choose to put a woman in the White House if it's this woman. It's not the time to choose someone who has an open border. It's not the time to choose someone who's going to stack the court with people that are going to totally wreck the country, like, you know, Bernie Sanders type crazy, you know, rabid communism, which will, you know, everywhere they brought this type of communism, South America and elsewhere. And one of the things he did as a senator, by the way, is he managed to get a deal so America would buy heating oil from Venezuela. Do you know that was his big deal that he did over all the years? Now, that's because the communist regime was failing, because you don't grow a an economy with a centrally controlled country.
If you know,
you don't get innovation.
No, that's not a shocker, because FDR early on in his administration shipped $21 million in gold bullion to the communist government in Moscow. They were about to go under,
right.
And FDR was one of the Illuminati darlings, and he had to keep them in power.
Right. So,
you know, when you look behind the curtain, and I'm going to talk about something I haven't talked about before. Okay.
Right.
Look, I was Scottish editor at Burke's Peerage, and I knew a lot of things, and I still haven't begun to talk about a lot of things. Let me give you a little example of what I know.
Right.
Do you know that the late Princess of Wales, Princess Di, very popular with the public and so forth.
Wonderful lady. Wonderful lady.
Yes. Uh-huh. Do you know that she was Rothschild on both sides of her?
Oh, yeah. I knew that. Not only that, the her Prince William, her first son, is married to a Rothschild.
Well, no. His mother is a goldsmith, and she's not a Rothschild, but she is... far enough back Jewish, but here's the deal with Princess Di. Her mother was closely related to the Rothschilds. Her father supposedly was Earl Spencer, but Earl Spencer and her mother ended up getting divorced. But before they were divorced and before Di was born, she had an affair with Sir, I think it was Richard was his first name, Goldsmith, first cousin to the Rothschilds and a big global banking family member himself.
Right.
She was Rothschild on both sides. Now, think about this from a genealogist's point of view and a historian's point of view looking at royal families. What did the royal families always do? Well, they married into other royal families, other sources of power back in the days when the royal families and the imperial families of Europe were the sources of power.
Right.
So what did they do with Princess Di and with the Prince of Wales? They married him into the Rothschilds, the real power in the United Kingdom and the world. Now, the storyline that was put out, there's always a cover story, okay? The storyline is he wanted to marry her because she had the ancestry of some kings, English kings in him, that he did not. Like that, Edward the, what was this, the fourth or fifth, the hunchback king and so forth. That was the nice cover story they put out. So if you dug a little bit, you'd find that cover story and it all made sense.
Right.
But when you, and I, you know, even before I knew this, I thought, boy, Di really has a Jewish-looking nose, you know?
Right.
Well,
Leslie Pine,
who was the farmer editor at Burke's Peerage, he died before I got there, but I knew him by reputation. A very brilliant guy. He always said that the key to understanding the British aristocracy was that a great many of them had a great deal of Jewish blood in them. And you have to understand how all this transpired.
Tim, I'm going to ask you to do one little favor for me. Let's not call him Jewish anymore. Let's call him Khazarian.
Khazarian, okay.
Khazarian, because a Jew means in Hebrew praiser, and there's less than 2% of the genetics of the current so-called leadership group within Israel, which are white Khazarians, have ancient Hebrew blood. 85% of the people in Palestine have Hebrew blood. Do you know that most of the Palestinians are actually Hebrews?
Yeah. They have far more Jewish ancestry than...
More Jewish, not just Jewish, though. People make a mistake, though. No. they make a mistake, and you've made it too. There's two houses of Israel. 10 houses are Ephraim, which include the Kohens, and the tribe of Judah and the half-tribe of Benjamin, which means to build up the house of, are Judah. They're not Jewish, they're Hebrew. Let's use the word term, Hebrew. The Jews in Israel are not Hebrews. They're Khazarians, and they're pagans. And in fact, the Babylon of Talmud was in its nascent forms at the time of Jesus, and he called them of the synagogue of Satan because, remember, most of this Talmudic garbage started centuries before even Jesus arrived on the scene. And the current Jews right now, like Tex Mar says, and we'll be back on the program. We missed him yesterday. He had another scheduled time. The fact is, we're not dealing with Jews. We're dealing with Khazarian, pagan, Satanists. They worship the serpent, coiled serpent. Now, let's call it what it is. They're not Jews. They're Khazarian, pagan, Satanists.
Well, what did Christ say?
Satanists.
Jews, you're not Jews.
Right.
Synagogue of,
we're repeating what Jesus said. So, you know, let's call it. I happen to be descended from a Kohen who's an Ephraimite, and we are actual, on my mother's side, Hebrews. The Khazarians that run the state of Israel are not Hebrews.
Well, all this is important because, you know, I don't want to be prejudiced against anybody, not even
it's
them.
It's not prejudice, it's factual. Let's not use the word, prejudice, Tim. Let's use the word factual. You know, I can't go to South Africa and pretend I'm a black. I'm, you know, I can get a good tan because my mother, when she gets out in the sun, when she was still alive, she would tan better, darker than Barack Obama because she's Syrian Lebanese. The fact is, I'm not a black, but I can't go down there and say I'm a black and say, you know, don't be prejudiced against me because I'm not white. I'm not black enough to be considered a black like you blacks. The fact is, these are not Jews. Okay, when they say it's the state of Israel, it's a big lie. The state of Israel, in fact, if you want to talk about historically, there's more Israel in America in terms of Hebrews, not only, you know, probable real, if you want to call Judah, but also Ephraimic tribes from North Europe, including the Celts, the Scots, the Irish, the Germans, the Welsh. These are the Ephraimic tribes and Norwegians, which, you know, you have to understand it's the Scandinavia means the tribe of Dan. It's one of the Hebrew tribes of the north.
The
Scandinavians
stone of
are Ephraimites.
The stone over which many, many centuries British and before that English and before that Scottish kings was crowned,
right,
is called the Stone of Scone or the Stone of Destiny, but it's actually Jacob's pillow,
right,
and was carried to the Celtics in Ireland and then into Scotland and then stolen by Edward Longshanks and taken to England. And on the moment I was being born, Scottish nationalists broke into Westminster Abbey and, in over the course of several hours, managed to get the Stone of Destiny out and took it back to Scotland.
Right.
Said that one time to the Queen, and I think I really pissed her off.
That's
but
because
anyway.
these people are basically Khazarians, and because they're Satanists and they're willing to do anything to maintain power, which is why the Rothschilds have half
example,
a quadrillion dollars in wealth.
Let me give you another example. One of the things the British did. When their cousins, the Tsar, the last Tsar and Tsarina of Russia, and their family were being held prisoner and hostage by the Khazarian gangsters that were known as the communists, they could have got them out, but they refused to because they didn't want to tick off their true overlords, the Rothschilds. And
right.
They allowed their cousins to be slaughtered.
Right.
And they were slaughtered.
Right.
And, of course, they're now considered to be saints by the Orthodox Church. But they were slaughtered.
Right.
And that shows just how despicable, in fact, they really were.
Right. But right now, you see, what they're reaching for is they want global war. They want global climatic damage. They want famine. They want economic chaos. And they want the mark of the beast. And their central power thing is the Fed.
And they want
Reserve.
Most of us dead, by the way.
Right. And people need to face the music, okay? The state of Israel, and I call it, it's a real hell. And somebody can't say, well, you're anti-Semitic, because I'm a Semite, okay? So shut the hell up, okay? I'm not interested in people using ad hominem attacks to shut me up. It's not going to work, okay? I have a calling as a physician to heal and to find the cures for illness, but I have also a calling to be a spiritual physician under the guidance of the Most High God to tell people. I have a prophetic and apostolic calling to tell you, if we do not repent now of our ignorance and stupidity and tolerance of people who are going to vote for Ted Cruz or Jeb Bush or Hillary Clinton or whoever that's going to bring evil on America, we share in their cursings and their judgments.
Yes, and keep in mind, too, and like in this country, we have supposedly separation of powers. You have the executive branch, you have the legislative branch, the Senate and the House, and right. You have the judicial branch. But, and it was never written, by the way, in the Constitution this way, the Supreme Court said they have the power to review laws. Well, that has evolved into virtually the right to create laws. This Supreme Court has said that men may marry men and women may marry women because it's in the Constitution. Well, no, it's not. And by the way, you now have 8 living members of the Supreme Court. 4 are Jewish, 4 are at least nominally Christian, and Obama has nominated a 5th Jewish justice of the Supreme Court. Now, the population
I'm going to revise
of Kazarian,
that. They're not Jews, they're
Kazarians in America. Is
Kazarian Satanists. Kazarian Satanists.
Yeah, well, 2%. Okay. So, I mean, I just, it's time to wake up and smell the roses here. They want us dead. They want chaos in the streets, a black versus white civil war. They've let in all these Muslims into Europe and letting them in even in this country because they want to force following the guidelines of Albert Pike, this third world war, Muslims versus Christians. They want to kill most of us. They're behind all the depressions, recessions, booms, bust. We're now in, people call it a recession. I call it a depression.
Tim, I got to add this for you, and I want to get your, because you're an expert on Europe. You're familiar with Count Kaleji, who for 49 years fostered in the policies that brought in the European Union, who was half Japanese and half Austrian. And he was there trying to homogenize the culture and literally destroy national borders. He was born back in the 1890s. He died, I think, in the 70s. This man was the one who was the author of the policies they're bringing out now with this Hiraj to destroy the cultures of these countries and rape women, even telling people, well, your women should change the color of their hair because they're too attractive to these Muslims from North
Africa.
Well,
yeah, they're telling them that in Sweden and Norway. They're telling these blondes to put hair color in there, and of course to wear veils or scarves and cover their legs. And you know, summertime they shouldn't wear shorts. Excuse me, because you're letting in these so-called refugees. Europeans have to change everything. What kind of nonsense is that? Why are people putting up with it? Why are people allowing people like George Soros to fund this? Aren't there multiple arrest warrants from all over Europe and all over the United States for that worthless SOB? Why? Why are we tolerating it? Because let me tell you, our cultures, our history, our race, our everything is on the line. You know, we don't have to put up with it.
This is the end of the road, Tim. I can guarantee you, if Hillary Clinton gets in, you're going to see not just Brexit, you're going to see Texas. You're going to see Texas leave.
Well,
you're going to see armed American civilians dealing with American military forces and federalized police departments trying to attack American citizens and sheriffs in their own jurisdictions. You're going to see Hillary try to send Bearcats and advanced weapons and drones in to kill Americans or harm them. For example, they've got these new LRAD cannons that can hit you with enough sound that it can liquefy your liver. And they're yeah, and Hillary, of course, you think she's not going to have a hand on the tiller or the drone kill inside America? You're a fool. Why do you think that Obama's brought in this drone policy where they've had near hits of U.S. aircraft, domestic aircraft near airports, many, many times, and they're suppressing it because they don't want you to know that these are illegal moves of these drone aircraft and they're not safe. They're not safe.
Well,
so, you know, the problem
you know,
is
why do we have military bases in over 100 nations around the world? Why are we involved in wars in various levels in multiple nations right now and have been since the 9-1-1 false flag event? Why? I mean, it's what is it, 2016, and we're still doing this? Why? Why have we spent trillions and trillions of dollars, which we don't have, which we borrowed from, oh, guess who, the 30 families that, you know, the
we didn't borrow it. We allowed them to print it.
Why are we still doing this?
They put financial pixie dust on it after they printed it, brought it from the U.S. printing office to the Fed Reserve, put the Fed Reserve pixie dust on it and say, yes, now it's real money.
Well, they call that is money magic. And it's the creation of perceived wealth from nothing.
Right.
And, of course, then they loan it out to you. This is something the Rothschilds and their elk specialized in going back over 200 years ago. They took gold deposits and held them for people. And they realized that because they had, in the Rothschilds' case, their own family in various cities, but also partners in multiple cities, they would give you a script and say, this is worth 1 pound of gold, which is a great deal of money. And you can take this in any one of these many cities across Europe, and you can redeem it. And this way you don't have to carry it, you know, and it's much easier to hide and so forth and so forth. And, of course, then they realize, well, we can issue 5 or 10 of these scripts for every pound we have to keep.
Plus, people aren't going to withdraw it all at once.
Right. And that was the beginning of legalized counterfeiting.
No.
We call it fractional reserve banking.
Now, today is the last day of the convention. What do you have to say about this convention? Because so far, Cleveland's done an amazing job. This thing with Cruz, actually, in many ways, it was so obscene. It's the only thing that's going to be come out of it is to balkanize people and people on the fence to say, now, what do you really want? You know, it's almost like I said, told that cancer. And you get somebody like Deagle who's going to not lie to you and going to sit down with you and say, look, now you've heard from these 5 surgeons and your family doctor, and here's the consequences if you take their choice, and here's the consequences if you take my choice. And you want to talk to my top expert, Dr. Brzezinski, say in Houston, or Dr. Eisels in the Eisels Clinic at Santa Barbara. What's your decision? Now, I'm going to show you what's called a future trial. I'm going to show you a picture of yourself walking on the beach with both breasts, and you don't have a brain tumor and your liver, and you're not dead in 2 years, 3 or 5 years, and you still have all your hair. Or I'm going to show you another future trial of the tombstone and people crying as they put flowers in your grave 5 years.
You mean the choice is between life and death, the choice is between the truth and lies, but very profitable lies for the right people, right?
Right, right. So I'm going to show you this future trial.
Look, my wife died 17 years ago of ovarian cancer, and this choice wasn't available to me. And believe you me, I tell people that have cancer to call you. I tell people that have cancer, you better get outside of the box if you want to live, because Big Pharma will take your money and your insurance money and your house and everything they can grab hold of, and so will the hospitals, and they'll take them, and you'll be dead, and your family will be left with...
Jim, I'm gonna give just a quick dissertation here. I was in court 2 and 3 days a week with military court, federal and state court, defending injured workers, military personnel, and people with serious injuries and problems, including malpractice. I had a surgeon, Dr. Michael Jansen, call me in August of 2000 that he got a hold of the report that I proved after I did a nerve mapping, which I developed with Dr. Jim Hedgecock, the first in history to map pain objectively. FDA approved in 97, and I added electromyography to it. That he literally put screws to the patient's spinal nerve roots, paralyzed him, and he's a diabetic. Shouldn't have done the surgery. There's no evidence of spinal instability that indicated he was getting spinal stenosis or caudate quinine syndrome. He called me and said, I know the board president and the board members, and I'm going to get your license pulled, Deagle, because I make $26 million a year, and I'm deeply in the board. $26 million a year. I was like, oh, my God. So I realized, so I called up the secretary of the college of the Board of Medical Examiners. I said, I just got threatened by this guy. Are you going to discipline him? Oh, no. But you don't have to respond to him unless he files a specific complaint. I said, are you kidding me? You're telling me I'm going to have to respond to this maniac who just threatened me, and you're not going to go and do him? Right? So his colleague, who's a physiatrist, filed a few months later, and I had to respond. Now, they use this, along with a bunch of other trumped-up cases. One of my patients that they trumped up was a young man who'd had leg surgery because he was jacking cars and he was a criminal, and he got his leg pinned between two cars and they were going to amputate and say no. His family had some money to say no, we're going to do a surgery on him. And they put in all kinds of plates and nail plates and everything, and he developed a serious pain syndrome, and he got on drugs, and he got on narcotics. And he was seeing a surgeon for 6 years. He tried six times to commit suicide. Then I was taking care of him for a few months, tested him, found he was positive for drugs, benzoylgonine. So I discharged him. I said, if you come back, you have to be under an SAP. If you don't follow the rules, you get discharged again. I discharged him. He got drugs from an emergency room doctor at the university after his girlfriend broke up with him and he committed suicide, and the board of examiners came after me and said, you killed this man. And then I walked into the board office with the actual documents from the coroner's office showing the autopsy and the toxicology, because I'm a toxicologist, and I said, you lying pieces of crap. I'm talking to the board. This man got his drugs from the emergency room doctor after he was discharged. Now, they did that because they got it out for me because I was involved with a hyperbaric oxygen clinic. We were treating retinitis pigmentosa, post-chemo brain, all kinds of conditions where I was a consultant, where I was working on cases for the Workers' Compensation Board doing... I was like a director. I was a director of work comp for HealthSoul for the whole city of Denver. I wasn't just a guy working in the office. I was the director, okay? They were enraged with me. I got calls from the Board of Examiners. We got a complaint here from the director of Workers' Compensation. We don't like your rating. I said, I follow the rules. Here's the rules. If you want to see the rules, here's the evidence behind it. It didn't matter. Because that's how corrupt the healthcare system is, okay? I don't want a license in this GD country. I don't want a license in any state. You know why? There shouldn't be licenses. There should be a license only from an agency that's non-government that says, I'm a competent doctor, I don't hurt patients, and I maintain my continuing education. It shouldn't be the right of a state to have a licensing board or malpractice lawyers who can sue you for frivolous things. The state of Colorado recommended to the family that they sue me for killing their son. It didn't matter that there was no evidence. I got proof that the Colorado Board of Examiners told this young man who committed suicide that it was my fault. Now, how the hell is it my fault when you get drugs from an emergency doctor and he's already discharged? Really? After six previous attempts before he even saw me as a patient.
Look what they did to Dr. Royal Raymond Rice.
Now, you got to understand, Dr. Deagle's not an average doctor. If you think I'm an average doctor, you're a blithering moron. And that's the nicest thing I can say to you, because I have never missed a diagnosis of anything in 40-some years. I've never harmed a patient. I've never killed a patient. But guess what? Nine News was called by the Board of Examiners and told that Dr. Deagle's killing patients. So Nine News puts a story out about this young man who killed himself that I was responsible.
Well, you
on the word of the board. Now, why don't I not want a license? I want a healthcare system that puts the patients first, innovation first, health first, and keeping people alive and well and not toxic polypharmacy or unnecessary surgery. Is that radical or what? What do you think?
Very.
Very radical.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
FoodForLiberty.com sells high-quality storable foods from Numana. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or an outdoor sports enthusiast, FoodForLiberty.com has your prepackaged single-serve packs or kits for the entire family. Numana is known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, super nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. With a 25-year shelf life, you can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. Right now, FoodForLiberty.com is offering a special gift, a heavy-duty Survivor dry storage box designed for extreme bug-out conditions. This storage box is built to last, includes compass, signaling mirror, and is yours free with a $50 order. Go to foodforliberty.com right now and pick up your quality storable foods from Numana. To get the Survivor dry storage box, use promo code LIBERTY. It makes good sense to be prepared. Go to foodforliberty.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Steve in Colorado with a response to Pat. Go ahead, Steve, your comment and response.
Hey. Hi, Bill.
Hey.
Good show, man. I waited 10 years to get to you, but that's all right. I won't hold it against you. You know, just listen to that lady. I think her name was Pat.
Yeah.
It's this old school mentality. Stick to what you hear on TV, and it's the golden rule. They need to get out of that mentality, because this is what destroyed our country. She's a part of it, and somebody needs to tell her directly what the cause of it. A lot of it is her mentality,
right,
and her illiteracy of what's really going on here. She
and also the consequences of their own decisions. If they say they can try to defend Cruz after even his own co-senators don't hate his guts, even he violates his oath like Jeb Bush,
yes,
and he actually is saying, hey, please vote for Hillary, please vote for a stacked Supreme Court, please bring us to a war footing with Russia, please leave an open border so when you go to a stadium you're going to get blown up at a future date with a radiological bomb, please be take away our rights to carry a weapon to defend us from a giant hirage of millions of Muslims, which we create the circumstances in the Middle East to force them out of their own country and home when they'd much prefer to have a safe zone and go back to Syria and Iraq and elsewhere. And instead, they want to defend this? This is indefensible, is it?
Well, Bill, yeah, Bill, totally. And I want to thank you for all the info that you shared and all this. You know, you're a warrior. Many people are so afraid just to even talk about it, getting on their regular phones. You know, you can get harassed either way now. I mean, these are globalist animals. They are the biggest criminal cartel. If this woman is smart, Pat, hopefully you're listening. If you go to the politicalinsider.com and the real Ted Cruz exposed what you don't know, or go to Freedom Outpost about, you know, the journalist. Did you hear about the journalist? I just typed it in, and he was suicided. Did you hear that?
This is a journalist who was exposing Ted Cruz, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, doesn't surprise
journalist
me.
Journalist who exposed Mark Rubio's sodomite ties and Ted Cruz's father ties to Lee Harvey Oswald found dead. I mean, and there was two...
Yeah, I've seen the photo, by the way, of his daddy standing right next to Lee Harvey Oswald in New Orleans.
Well, what about the two doctors that were just recently, again, murdered? Two other doctors within 3 months.
What kind of doctors were they? Alternative medicine doctors?
Of course, naturopath, holistic, you know, homeopathic. I mean, it's a war. And these neocons...
They'll not just do physical things, they'll do spiritual things to pray against your health, your finances, whatever. You need to understand out there, you're in a war that, as it says in the Bible, we're not wrestling just against flesh and blood,
but
against principalities and powers and wickedness and dark places. These people are warlocks and witches.
They're pirates.
The chief witch in the Western world is Hillary Clinton, the highest level female Mason witch, W-I-T-C-H, pointy hat witch, is Hillary.
Guys, this is what I want to say. With people like them, and including some people in my family, their egos are in the way. They think God forbid if somebody knows a little bit more than they know. And the thing that I want to say is they don't even know that they're left wingers. That's the saddest part. They don't know that Ted Cruz's records are sealed in Canada, just like Obama. I mean, and this lady's probably scratching her head saying, "No, I can't believe that. It's all based."
Yeah, but
on
you know what? You know what you do. What you do is you bring them out with necessary baby step questions, and you draw them out question by question until eventually they have to face...
Bill, they don't want to hear it. Some of them are just so eager.
How many times did I have to tell Pat to stop talking because she wanted to pontificate
rather
than answer my question, yes or no? How many times did I have to interrupt her because she wanted to repeat the status quo she sees on this news broadcast, rather than dealing with issues...
You know what I call that? That's idolism. They're idolizing their idols, and they won't let go of their idols because they're in desperation and they're working off emotion. They're not studying. They're just listening.
But you know what? The basis of Satanism is intellect and emotionalism. That's what it is. That's what it says in the book of Genesis. Satan appealed to their intellect and their emotions. Adam and Eve, you named all the creatures on earth. You're so smart. God created you so wonderful. You don't need advice to check with God on things anymore.
Yeah.
You just need to say to God, I got this, God. I'm a wonderful created being. The most wonderful created being in the universe is Satan. Do they get that? The greatest scientist that ever lived and ever lives, the greatest intellect for creating music is Satan.
That's right.
Do they know that?
You know, God forbid, Bill, you tell somebody that went to college that you're an illiterate on many, many subjects and topics. They'd want to...
Oh, no, they're not an illiterate, they're disliterate. I'm quoting... disliterate. Because you remember the quotes by, what's the author, I'm trying to remember, from the Deep South. And he said, those who read the newspaper are disinformed, and those who don't read it are uninformed.
Right.
They're not illiterate, they're disliterate.
The ones who question are going to be informed.
Right, and the reason is that the wisest person is not one who thinks they have the answers, but who continues to ask questions to reform their idea of their worldview and reality, so every day they wake up asking questions like a good 3-year-old or 4-year-old, saying, what do I not know, Lord? Teach me and bring me wisdom.
That's true.
Bring me wisdom.
But the devil worshippers will label you, mock you. As soon as you start questioning the narcissism inside their souls,
I saw it within the medical profession. I saw a medical profession. Let's put it this way. I have skill sets. I taught myself quantum mechanics before I finished grade 11, so I got a scholarship to go to MIT in quantum nuclear physics. I turned it down and went and got pissed off my professors like crazy. Mm-hmm. I went into honors biochemistry and finished my PhD in marine molecular biology at age 21 by sleeping on the lab floor.
Wow.
And my grandfather wanted me to go into medicine, so I did. I applied, and I got in 2 weeks.
I wish I had.
And I went into medicine, and I started asking my professor questions. I asked 98% of the questions in my medical class, and they begged me, go back and do a PhD and go into pathology because they know everything, but all their patients are dead. I said, I already did a PhD. I went into medicine to find the cause of diabetes. When I did, with the head of pathology at the University of Calgary, I got called by Dr. Roy LaRiche in the middle of a storm, and I almost died getting to Edmonton in the storm at 50 below zero. And it took me over 20 hours to get to Edmonton in a convoy that had to go across ranchers' backyards. Roy LaRiche sits there in his South African brogue, Dr. Deagle, what are you doing? You know, he's asking me questions about what am I doing. And he said, and I threw the data down on his desk. I said, I found the diabetics of high blood insulin. This is 5 years before Dr. Ravens at Stanford University. And he said, who were you working with? I said, I was working with University of Edmonton Endocrinology Lab and Biosciences in La Jolla, and the chief guy I was working with is the head of the pathology department at the University of Calgary. He's in his early 70s. Then he really freaked out. When I told this to Dr. McEwen at the Ron Curry Diabetic Research Institute, he literally was like being on the set of The Exorcist. He started cursing and swearing. He didn't spit out pea soup, but he started throwing things around his office. Now, you got to understand, I have solved the problems of hundreds of health issues, not just dozens. I was one of the doctors that brought in magnesium to the ACLS protocol in 1977. I discovered that surface EM, I found the primary pain gates that regulate pain. You know, I've not published it yet. I discovered how pain is regulated with a primary pain gate called the Langerhans gate, discovered by Dr. Langerhans, who found the Langerhans complex in the pancreas. I have developed the first technology with Dr. Jim Hedgecock to map pain objectively, and no one else in the world has a technology to even compare even remotely for A-delta and C-fiber mapping. Those are only a few of the discoveries I've made. I brought over the reverse thyroid test 36 years ago from Germany and proved that if your RT3 is elevated, you're still hypometabolic, and it's type 2 hypothyroidism. Do you think even the endocrinologists know this? Every LabCorp and Quest can do the test, but guess what? How many patients out there are getting the test done? And what are the consequences of hypothyroidism, which endocrinologists had treated with hormones that are non-synthetic for decades, even before the 50s, knew if you use synthetics, you're going to kill people with heart disease and dementia.
Bill, I got two questions for you, all right? Now, there's one I want to ask you a question about a candidate, and the other one is about your website, right? Because you have your own website, correct?
NutriMedical.com and
yes,
ClayAndIron.com.
Right.
By the way, it's called Clay and Iron because of the Clay and Iron people that rule over us.
Gary Johnson is another traitor, and I hope you know that.
Which one?
Gary Johnson, the libertarian.
Oh, yeah, I know about that. He's another,
snake. It's unbelievable.
Another snake.
How many traitors are in our country. It's amazing.
Well, yeah, I would say if you just ask questions, your intellect will clear if you are humble and you say, I'm going to ask a question and ask, if necessary, in prayer, for God to give you wisdom.
Right. Bill, thank you, man. I appreciate everything you
do. I want people to understand our only source of income is our NutriMeds that we sell and our technology. We don't have pensions. I got attacked so significantly in my career and my personal life that if it wasn't for the fact that I'm a fighter and a survivor, I died at birth at 8 and a half, and God sent me back, and he said, I'm going to send you back there because you've got something to do for these people. You're going to tell them the truth. You're going to battle against darkness, and you're eventually going to die for it. And you need to realize out there, if you think, well, Dr. Deagle, he's a nutcase. No, examine what I say. Research it yourself. Mm-hmm. Find it in the open media. If you think I'm lying to you about health issues, I can send you mountains of documents to prove what I'm saying is true. If you want to find it at the Brzezinski Clinic or the Izos Clinic or gene-based cancer treatments or stem cell therapies, I'm an expert in all of these areas. I network with people in clinics all over the world, and I don't even charge, unless you send me tons of records. It's my ministry. I do it free. Do you know that? Free.
Wow.
So when I want respect from people. I don't want them to like me. I just want them to respect.
Bill, at least you're going to die for an honest cause instead of not dying for a lying cause.
Exactly. Now, I want people to know, if we live for the truth, then we will die for the truth.
Right.
If we live for a lie, we're not only going to kill ourselves, we're going to kill our relatives and our nation, and we're going to kill the souls of millions. You know, one of the days I was driving back, and I said, God, you know, and I pray, and God was saying to me after I brought this guy back, went to the Nova Scotia hospital back when I was a few years from Georgia to Nova Scotia to visit my mom before she died. And he tried to put a shotgun in his muscle to blow his brains off. So I went to his house and picked him up there rather than the ambulance and brought him you know, around 30-some miles to the, in the middle of really horrendous weather, to the psychiatric hospital, and I talked to him, witnessed him to him, and I got him okay. So he didn't kill himself, right? That's pretty nervy to go right to his house with a shotgun, right? And on the way back, God said, I'm going to take you and show you the abyss. And he did. I said, my God, I got 20-some miles to drive back through storms and bad weather. He said, don't worry, I'll get you there. And he showed me, I said, who are all these falling in the darkness, fading into nothing? He said, they're the countless ones, millions, that if you do not serve me, they will go to this place of annihilation. Now, if every Christian could see that, that when they raise a question like this one, Pat, and say it's okay to support Trump, if they realized how many souls that misstatement caused, they wouldn't do it, would they?
But Bill, well, about Trump, okay? Here's my take on it, okay? I'm not going to give my one. I'm not voting. All right. I'm just tired. I want to vote for God. That's who I'm voting for. I want to see the actions now. I don't care about the words. They all. It sounds like a violin playing to me. I just want to see it happen.
You know, well, I know you got. If you don't vote, you're tipping the scales toward Hillary.
Yeah,
got to vote.
It's all rigged. Don't you agree it's rigged? I mean, we see.
No, it's not rigged. No. The rigging is 5-7% with Diebold, which is an affiliate of Hillary. They can't rig the election completely. So when they say it's rigged,
it might be as high as 9, Bill. But
yeah, but it doesn't matter. Let's put it this way: God is on the throne, and he's not nervous.
It's still criminals, Bill. It's still part of the.
Doesn't matter. Let's put it this way: if we apply ourselves and we vote, and they still steal it, and they bring judgment, the judgment's not on our head because we voted for a godly candidate that God says, I'm going to blow the Trump. I'm going to put
That's
the Trump
true.
Card down.
I
want you to vote, even though Diebold might try to steal 9%. What do you think will happen in the first, say, 2 years if Hillary Clinton allows enough immigrants to come in and we have major terrorism in American soil and they get a bipartisan security bill and then they take away your guns and let the gun manufacturers be sued and they start marching into your towns and cities trying to clean out alternative media?
A lot of people
and
are not going to give up their guns regardless of what.
Exactly. So do you think there will not be an armed revolution against the federal government? Do you think there will be not a secession of multiple
Without
states? Without a doubt. So, do you think Hillary Clinton will actually live out one term of office if she becomes president? No.
Hey, you know what? Nobody knows, but I hope you know.
No, I do know. I do know. I can tell you, I know in my gut and my spirit that this is our last chance.
Oh, it is.
This is like, okay, this is a Jonah moment. Remember Jonah and the whale?
Mm-hmm.
And Jonah said, he said he gave a prophetic word to God, says, you got to go talk to these Ninevites. They're bad people. If you don't, I'm going to strike Nineveh. I'm going to just destroy it. And, of course, Jonah took it and said, hey, great. I'm this Hebrew. I'm going to go down and prophesy to these really bad people. And God's going to zap them. In fact, he went up on the mountain to look down to see where God was, how God was going to zap them. And a plant grew over to shade Jonah. And he didn't zap him. You know why? Because the king of Nineveh repented in sackcloth and ashes and so did the people. And God gave them 40 years before they got a bad leader. That eventually resulted in God saying, "Now it's time to zap."
Well, what do you think of Nibiru?
I know. What do you want to know about it?
There's a lot of things that are starting to show.
There's a lot of fools out there. I'll tell you the facts. Okay? Because remember now, I had security clearance at U.S. Space Command, okay? So I'm telling you the facts. If you haven't listened to the show before, I'm going to repeat this. There's a dwarf skull called Nemesis, Heraclibus, whatever, that we've known since the 80s. It's coming into outer orbit in the Oort cloud, which is 7.73 light years out.
Uh-huh.
The danger isn't that it comes to our inner solar system. The danger is the gravity waves alter the radiation pattern of the sun and increase the chances of a coronal mass ejection, or what's called a lethal hit to the magnetosphere of the Earth. And it increases the volcanism of all nuclear plants, which are every planet in the inner solar system, is a nuclear reactor. And you have to understand that when the gravity waves hit the ringwoodite at 400 to 700 kilometers down, they release nascent oxygen and hydrogen, and all the volcanism and earthquakes on Earth are caused by water. Nascent water released in ringwoodite by gravity waves from deep space.
Mm-hmm.
So all our climate things isn't just the loss of the drilling at the Macondo or Devil's Food drill site, which they did 5-6 years ago. It's due to gravity waves. It's also due to weaponizing the upper atmosphere with strontium, thorium, etc. to actually make it a paramagnetic weaponized planet to trigger off earthquakes and volcanoes. So you got to understand, I know every one of these things in exquisite detail because God sent me to know these things. Not just to speculate on them like these other Me Too people out there in the media. I have the intellect and the first-hand classified exposure to it, and I can tell you right now, there's nothing coming into the inner solar system except hyper-elliptical comets, some of them pretty damn big. And by the way, only 4% of objects that come near Earth who could be city crashers are picked up by Space Command. You need to know that. So when the Tunguska one happened in 1910, or when the one happened a few years ago in Semitelabinsk, that ended up in southern Russia, that exploded, and windows were broken for hundreds of miles, people need to understand that those kind of events can happen, but it's not the end. The real danger is increased radiation that's going to burn the Earth, right? It talks about that during the middle of the tribulation, where the death shall flee from them, and if they go during the day, their skin will be burned. That means the ozone layer is going to go poof in the middle of the tribulation with whatever event they're going to do. No more ozone layer for 5 months. Did you know that? It's in my book, Clay and Iyer, from 1999. I've known this for many, many years. Okay? If you want an answer, I have the template. I don't know the dates, but I have the template of what's going to happen. Believe me, it scares me to think if Trump doesn't come in, how quickly our president will become the beast dictator. It scares me.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
To the NutriMedical Report, Kathy in Massachusetts, She's been a type 1 diabetic since age 2. She has 3 questions. Try to be really specific on what they are, Kathy, and I'll try to answer them and illuminate other people on what type 1 diabetes is and how all type 1 diabetics develop some degree of insulin resistance, which we call, in a sense, type 3 diabetes, in a sense, or type 1, 2, because they have a little bit or a lot, sometimes, depending on how well they're controlled, of insulin resistance, as well as the type 1, which is an anti-islet cell antibody. And it's an ongoing damage because the pancreas will try to regenerate. Please ask your questions.
Okay, actually, I have one question and a couple of comments. My question is, have you ever taken a type 1 since age 2 who has no genetic history, no family history whatsoever on either side, even a sons of a DNA test at low risk for diabetes, off of insulin? And then the comments that I have are this. There is a separatist movement. I am not overweight, and I also am not insulin resistant. I take very little insulin.
Just a second. How did you establish you're not insulin resistant? Do you know what your fasting milliunits of insulin is fasting? Do you know what it is? How many milliunits?
I do not, but I know this.
Then you don't have an answer.
I take one-tenth of the insulin. I take very little insulin.
Doesn't matter. Let me ask you this question. Has your doctor ever measured fasting and 2-RPC blood insulin?
Possibly at a research study, and I'll have to pull those labs.
Okay, if you haven't, send them to me. I did the research on this. The normal level for an adult, male and female, is 2 microunits of insulin per ml. If it's higher than that, no matter whether you're type 1 or type 2, you have some degree of insulin resistance. Also, in response to elevated insulin, you not only lose superoxide dismutase 1 and 2 isoenzymes and nitric oxide synthase, you also have increased free radical damage, and you can increase glucagon and cortisol levels from your adrenal gland, and glucagon converts protein into sugar in your liver, which converts to fatty acids. Now, it doesn't matter if you're overweight. You can also have lipid disorders, even if you're ideal weight. And the key lipids to look for are VLDL cholesterol, but even more dangerous by a large margin is small particle HDL. And a typical NMR spectroscopy of your lipids, which all the doctors in this country do, is completely useless because it will not pick up small particle HDL, which is a really deadly one. Now, do you think your doctor knows that? Absolutely not. And I work with cardiologists that did advanced rheologic blood testing because I had a machine in my office in Denver. I did what's called lipid electrophoresis, which is the only way to tell if these lipid fractions are present. And if you use nutraceuticals, not drugs, you can fix those lipid fractions. And even if you have type 1 diabetes and your blood sugar is normal, we don't know if you don't have free radical issues like elevated levels of 8-hydroxy-2-deoxyguanosine, endothelial wall damage, or levels of free radicals in your system unless we test for it. And the fact is, I can tell you the specific test to prove whether or not you've completely controlled it. And the fact you've got good control is good because sugar robs your body of minerals. When you lose minerals, you get insulin resistance. Magnesium, vanadium, chromium, zinc, copper. Okay? So all type 1 diabetics develop some degree of type 2 insulin resistance. If you don't know what your fasting blood insulin is, you have no idea.
Hold on a second. I couldn't hear you very well because of where I was at. My fasting blood glucose level, yes.
Not interested in glucose. You already told me your blood glucose is in control. It's your blood insulin I'm concerned about.
Hey, I tell you what. I will email you and I will carbon copy someone at Joslin. Is that good? I'll pull those labs. I'll photograph them.
Oh, yeah. Send them all to me and I'll give you answers. And I'll tell you what tests to do and how to test them to prove my points, including anti-islet cell antibody levels and so on. And everybody with type 1 diabetes has relatives with antibodies. I've done the test over 30 years ago at the University of South Florida, and anti-islet cell antibodies, and all the relatives have antibodies, even if they never turned diabetic. All.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.